cane syrup, nothing is taken out or added if it's good sugar cane syrup cooked right.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use different things to try to clean it, you know, make it form up and clean, put stuff in soda or sulfur or different things. My dad, and he never did put nothing in it, and I never did put nothing in mine. Some canes would make good syrup and some wouldn't. If it was grown in a low place, well, it wasn't so good. If it was grown in a high place, well, it's good.
Would y'all grow, how much would y'all grow every year?
Sugar cane?
Yeah.
Oh, Papa would sometime but sell a little bit, but very little he'd ever
sell. Grow it in a what? You didn't grow a lot, you just grew a what? A place off on the...
Oh, so many rows or something like that. A quarter of an acre or maybe something like that.
Out in the what? In the
field or... At home, that we had what we called 3-4 acres back behind the house, like kind of a truck field, like. Papa grew his garden and early corn.
Look at that, was a covey of quail.
Hmm?
Now that was a covey of quail. You can't tell me that wasn't a covey of quail. I saw
those sparrows look. That brown like a quail.
That wasn't no sparrows, Mr. That was.
Well, maybe so. I didn't see him.
Well, I saw him and I heard him too.
Where did you see him?
Well, they went right by there.
Well, that's what.
They're the purse birds, aren't they?
Yeah, I never have known them to come right around in here. But sparrows all around here, those little English sparrows.
Yes.
They are colored like the quail on thing. They're not as big and your body's big.
Yeah. You ever do any hunting?
Been hiking 20 years or maybe longer. Never did do too much hunting.
Yeah. In a shotgun you put shells, right? Hmm. But in a rifle you put what?
Cartridges.
Yeah. the other things that, well, a barrel would have what around it? Have them metal, what would go around this whole stage in place?
Hooks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And when you had them big old barrels that say had a narrow mouth top to them, would you ever put something... Have something that you could.
Well, they knew they'd have very narrow mouth.
Narrow, you know, they'd have a real narrow hole in the top, maybe.
Oh, you mean have that right in the middle of the barrel and have it laying down.
And you'd make it what?
Have a funnel there.
Funnel to go down in there. Yeah, but things did come packaged differently. I know, you know.
Oh yeah, it's changed up.
Yeah. Nowadays, when you go to the store, the grocer puts things in a what?
What you mean?
And
packages, it's all packaged up. All you got to do is go in and get it. Back in those days, you'd go there and they'd measure out whatever you want. 1 pound, 2 pounds, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, or whatever you wanted.
They sold everything?
Loose, more or less, you know.
Yeah, in bulk?
Well, it sell it always, you know. Flour, we'd get it in barrels lots of times.
Would they ever measure it out when they measured out for you, what would they put it in?
Well,
if you wanted, say, about
they'd have flour and meal like that always in a package of 24, 48, 96 pound sacks, you know. Then lots of times they'll have a barrel of meal, a barrel of flour, wooden barrels.
Say you wanted some candy, they'd put that in a what?
Well, they'd put it in a paper bag.